103.7 to beat your boy Big Rob, the fat guy at the station. How y'all doing today? That was Janet Jackson. What have you done for me lately? Hey, I love that song, but these young folks I got in here, they probably don't know nothing about that song. That was the jam back in the, when did it come out? 80s, 90s, something like that. But I have a group of young people here at the station that I don't know how it all went down. Y'all gonna explain it, right?
Yes.
What did I tell y'all? Before we got started, what did I tell y'all? Talk into the mic.
Talk into the mic.
Talk into the mic. Then I said I was gonna call y'all. Well, what's your name so everybody know who messed up?
Jayla.
Jayla messed up, y'all. Y'all out there listening, Jayla messed up. Right off the rip. And I'm telling y'all, I explained everything to them. And they said, yeah, we got it. We good, old man. I
was like, okay, cool.
And she the first one to mess up. But anyway, who wants to start off by telling me how this, I don't know if it was a walkout. I know y'all protested. But who wants to tell us all about it?
Okay, so
introduce yourself. People can't see you.
My name is Aaliyah Jordan. I know you guys can't see my face. This was a walkout. The original idea came from Alaya Longmire. She couldn't be with us here today because she at work. Mm-hmm. And when she introduced it to us, we all kind of decided, like, okay, let's do this for real. And Caden Smith, right next to me, and Jayla Williams-Winston decided, like, they would talk to Mr. Hoffman and ask if we could have permission to do the walkout, which is the principal of Muskegon High School. We also reached out to Mr. Cortez, the superintendent of on the school board, and that's how this got started.
Okay. Did you have any resistance?
Yes. Go ahead.
My name is Caden Smith. During this, we had some resistance. At first, we talked to the principal. He told us that it'll be okay. He would try to get us even police escorts. The next day, we came in. He talked to us. He said it was a no-go. We couldn't do it. Every single time we talked to our principal and superintendent, he would tell us safety and liability, in which I understand completely. But at the same time, as citizens of this country, I believe it's important for us to speak up no matter what. Our plan after they said no wasn't to give up. It was to keep going, do it anyway. This took place President's Day, Monday. We believe that was a very important day for us to do this because it symbolizes a lot of stuff that's happening in our country today. Afterwards, talking to them a lot more, we decided to forget going outside. We were going to go through the hallways and protest against the school and ICE at the same time. Mm-hmm. And they had promised us 5-day suspension to anyone who participated in the event. Superintendent and the principal.
Okay, then. All right. Yeah. Okay. Okay. That ain't y'all fight. That's for us old generals like myself to deal with that. Let your parents handle that part of it. You know, y'all don't want to mess up your career in high school. What grades are y'all?
We're all juniors.
We're all juniors.
Yeah. Juniors.
What's it? 11th grade.
Oh, okay.
We're all 16 and 17.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've been out of school a long time. I don't know what a junior or a freshman is. Okay. You see all this gray hair on my face? That means old. Wow, that is amazing. I was amazed to see you guys out there like that. You know,
I remember
back in the day, you know, for, you know, civil rights and things like that, you know, as students, we would just leave the school. We didn't care, mm-hmm. you know, what they said. You're going to give me 5 days? Give me 5 days. I'll eat that. You know, I need a break anyway. But, you know, and we had to, you know, y'all are, even myself, I'm standing on the shoulders of giants like Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King, Reverend Jesse Jackson, who just passed away, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, the Honorable Minister Elijah Muhammad, peace be upon him, because he's no longer here, the Black Panther Party. You know, I don't know if y'all, I know they don't teach y'all that stuff in school. I know that, and it's ridiculous, in my opinion, that they don't. because there was people before y'all who did the same things y'all did. And we here at this station are very proud of y'all for taking a stand against something that y'all believe was not right. Y'all are amazing children, okay? All us old people, we proud of y'all for what y'all did. You know, if you go and look at the video and stuff like that, see how many people liked and shared and all this stuff, the people that was trying to stop y'all are a little ridiculous. Oh, liability. Okay, yeah, use that one. If you must. Go ahead. You got something to say, say it.
I do. I would say that this decision did not come without fear. With the threat of the suspension, that came with a lot of risk because I don't think any of us in here have been suspended before. We're all A students. And then also with that National Honor Society, if we got a suspension, we would have been removed from that, which was a very big thing for me because I want to go to college and I would like that to be on like my resume. Then also a lot of other students and parents were also very concerned about like safety because the original plan was to go on to Lakedon, which provides a big risk since a lot of people are there and you can't really control what people do to you, you know? So it wasn't a difficult decision to make because I will always prioritize being a voice for the people that don't have them, but it was not an easy decision to make. And I would say that for all of us.
That's good. Y'all two sitting over there, y'all said y'all was gonna talk. Y'all ain't said nothing.
Okay. Hi y'all, I'm Carolyn Matela. Not only National Honor Roll Society is what it's called. Yeah, not only just that, but student leadership as well. Like, I feel like that was really, like, we important elements for the school. We plan the school activities, school events. Like, that's a big part for me as well. I've been in there since freshman year. Well, not even that, seventh grade year of middle school to now. Like, getting kicked out of that and putting that on the line was also, like, a big move for me. Actually, I haven't been my appreciations for my classmates either, but I really appreciate them, like, actually doing this for us. I'm very fortunate to be part of the Mexican community, like, that's in Muskegon, and I could say that a lot of people, like, a lot of Mexicans in the community, they really scared right now with the whole situation, and for them to stand up and actually talk about the situation and just make it bigger, like, than what it is. Well, not saying that it's small, but, like, actually standing up for us, speaking about it, spreading out awareness, I'm actually really grateful for that, and yeah, like, I don't really know what to say on here, but I'll speak this up, yeah.
Are you bilingual?
I am bilingual, yeah.
Can you say something to the Mexican community about what you guys have did in Spanish?
Okay.
Now you say you're bilingual, okay. Now come on with it.
Okay. My mom finna be listening to
and she gonna correct every word you messed up, right?
I'm gonna turn it red.
Go ahead.
Okay, so. Hola a todos mis paisanos, me llamo Carolina Cuevas, soy hija de Alonso Cuevas y José Luis Fernández. Hoy estamos en la radio platicando de un movimiento que hicimos en la escuela. Hicimos una protestación sobre inmigración. Sé que muchos de ustedes en nuestra comunidad tienen miedo de trabajar, de sacar a sus hijos a la escuela. Y algunos de ustedes tampoco pueden decir lo que está pasando a ciertas familias o así. Mis compañeros de la prepa y yo hicimos una protesta para poder hablar y luchar por ustedes, decir que lo que está pasando en nuestra comunidad no está bien. Si ustedes no pueden decir lo que ustedes sienten, ténganlo por seguro que yo y mis compañeros sí. Bendiciones para todos. Los tomamos en cuenta en todo. Que tengan lindo día.
All right, I don't know what you said, but I'm quite sure your mama gonna let you know if you messed anything up.
Oh, she gonna know.
come on, young lady, your turn. You said you was gonna talk. You sat down in the chair. I'm getting Brooklyn
I'm
last.
I'm trying to figure out what I want to say.
Because she was the biggest mouth out there, boy.
Jayla, could you tell us about what happened day of, what Hoffman told us?
Okay, so the night before, we all ended up getting our posters together. We made our posters. We got into the school. So when we got there, we were still, like, riding on the fact that, like, even if we did anything, we were going to get suspended. But, you know, we were going to go through with it either way. Either way. So we get word from I don't remember who, from Alea Longmire, and she told us that we could still do it. Like, they removed, like, the whole suspension thing as long as we stay in the courtyard. So that's what we did. We all stayed in the courtyard. We did what we had to do. We were out there for, what, about 25 minutes, 30 minutes? You know, we took those absences in class.
Well, I just went to class late. I didn't... Oh, my name is Lauren Carter, and I still ended up going to class. I was just a little late. But I think overall, it was important for us to do this because to spread awareness and to let people know that what is going on in the world and how it affects people. Families are being separated. People are afraid to go to school, work, just anywhere. And to bring awareness to that, I think is really important, especially as young people, to let... just to say that we do know what's going on and we're not being ignorant to it, and that, you know, to just let people know what's going on.
That's good. I'm so glad you guys did what you did, because it reminded me of, like I said, back in the day when I was coming up, y'all age and stuff like that, and there was the sit-ins, there was the, what's going on in this world today is very important, you know. I know it doesn't affect me personally, you know, but the young lady, I don't know how to say your name, so you want, if I point
okay,
to you,
Carolina.
Like, if I point to you, you're going to have to say it for me, okay?
Okay.
But, you know, it affects her family. I'm quite sure she's got cousins and things of that nature and stuff like that. When in actuality, I want you to understand this most importantly. We're all immigrants here.
Yeah. Ain't nobody illegal on stolen land.
Right. That is correct. They stole this land from the Indians. Mm-hmm. Stole it. So who's the real immigrant? You understand what I'm saying? So what y'all did for me, I'm mixed. My mother was white. My father was black. Okay? So for me, I have a double-edged sword. You know, on one side of me, my family was slave owners, and I know that for a fact. On the other side of me, my people were slaves. So you try growing up living like that and having to deal with that, you know. Y'all are amazing, amazing, amazing. No, we couldn't get all of y'all in here, because how many would y'all say was there with y'all?
Protesting, there were
like a
probably,
good 50.
I'd say it's more than 50.
Yeah.
It was about 100.
The video I saw, it seemed like it was a lot of class people there.
I'd say it was short of like 100.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Now, I got to get last but not least. I got to get Miss Brooklyn Hayes. She had the biggest mouth out there. Would y'all all agree with that?
Yeah, she definitely had a very loud voice, and I was grateful for that.
And she was trying to lead the pack. What was she doing?
I wasn't really trying to lead. My voice is still gone from the protest, guys. I wasn't really trying to lead. It's just I really felt like it was something that we had to stand up for. This is a real problem going on in the world. And I really felt like it needed to be known that we know what's going on, and we're not going to be silenced, and we want to help. And I just really feel like it was really important to be out there and be loud and show the support for all of our friends who are struggling with everything that's going on with the ICE situation. I just feel like it was very important to be a loud voice for anybody who couldn't. Like, I went back to class, and it was classmates telling me that they were scared to go out there because they were scared of the suspension, or they was just scared to use their voice. So it really meant a lot for me to be that voice for a lot of people that was out there.
That's good. Now you, go ahead, say your name.
Carolina.
I hope I'm getting it right. If I didn't know what I told you when I pointed to you, you your own name.
Or you can call me Lena for sure. Everybody okay. call me Lena. Yep.
Okay, well, yeah. I can do that.
Yeah.
How did it make you feel walking in that crowd and you had both black, white, and Hispanic people behind you or around you protesting something that it don't affect these black children in here? It affects your family. How did that make you feel to look around and see that? Like, whoa.
Okay, so hold on. I want to clear something up real quick, too. Uh-huh. We documented. My mom going to probably be like, why y'all telling these people I'm an immigrant? But
I'm not saying your mom is an immigrant. Nah. I'm just saying for your
my perspective. Yeah,
yes,
I get it. Yeah.
Your perspective.
Yeah. Okay, so seeing my classmates do this and, like, put it on the table, because at first,
I didn't come up with the idea. Our classmate Alea Longmire did, and then I got brung into it because I 100% like support what they was doing. But when I found out about it, I was like, cool, like that would be amazing. And to see the diversity behind us, if y'all see the videos, it was mostly black and white people doing it. Yeah. It was barely any Hispanics out there, which I am gonna say proudly, I'm disappointed in y'all. But I mean, it is a lot, like a lot of people, other Hispanics, it's a big group of Hispanics that is scared to go out there and protest in our school. And not even just Hispanics, we also got a good amount of Haitians. Yes. I think we got French too.
Yep.
They have mentioned other groups of races and stuff that, yep, some Asians as well that was scared to go out there. But it made me feel proud that my classmates that could do it, like, was willingly able to do it. Like, they wanted to do it, and it was the need for them, and I'm glad that it was, because it's something that's not getting talked about too much. And, yeah, like, I don't really know what to say, but...
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like a big part of me doing this was because this is my best friend since, like, the first grade. So I'm like...
What's her name?
Carolina.
See, she could do it.
Yeah, like people sitting here watching us.
Yes. Carolina. Right, she's been my best friend since the first grade. So I'm like, if I'm going to stand up for something, I'm going to stand up for her because I know she would do the same for me.
That's good.
Amen.
That's good. I'm so proud of y'all.
Sorry if I say something right quick.
Go ahead, son.
I just want to point out that at the end of the day, we were able to go out protest without getting suspended. I'm grateful for that. But at the same time, I got to say I'm disappointed in my school. We were able to walk out without getting suspended, but at the same time, that should have never been a threat in the first place. They allowed us to protest, but it was in a confined space in the back of the school, nowhere near any busy streets. That defeats the point of a protest. There's no one seeing us. We're not able to get our voice out. And I think it's definitely important for us as students to be able to tell people that high schoolers know what's happening in their world. We may be young, but we know what's happening
in
this country.
We're the next generation.
We are the next generation.
The next voters.
We're not little kids. I saw someone on Facebook saying we're the kids that come and bring animals to the house, saying if we can keep them. We're not. We're 16, 18-year-old kids. We know what's happening in our country. We are aware, and we know that one day it'll be on us to fix the changes, make the changes that are happening in this country. Us high schoolers, we're not stupid. We know what's happening, and we know that it's important to show others that we have a voice and we are citizens of this country.
Yeah, and we understand that with that, they were trying to keep us safe. And I feel like if the point was us being on campus, we could have protested safely in front of the school, facing towards the street, where we could have been visible for anyone to see. I feel like even though the protest was successful, there was no visibility, and the message did eventually get out as we are here. But I feel like we definitely could have been more seen and more heard if we were at least visible from the street in front of the school, more so than the back of the school in the courthouse.
I also want to say to the parents that not only shamed us on Facebook and made it seem like
the students that shamed us too.
Yes, the students
and
too.
The
we
that
do know about that.
Do
and we
it.
Do know who you are. I just want to say that parents, you should find it as important for your child to be a voice for other people. I understand the risk that came with the suspension, but making children feel put down for protesting or for advocating at all is not something we should be doing, and especially in times like this when everyone is at risk. And maybe not in the same levels, but we are all still as expendable as anyone else. And I think it's important that you encourage your kids to be educated and to be a voice and to go out and do things. And I think you should encourage yourselves to do the same as well. Because even though there were children out there, there were parents out there supporting us, but not enough for the amount of kids that were out there. And I know a lot of you were made aware because there were numerous posts about this walkout and even like disbelief of it. So I just want to say to the parents, please stay educated. And to my peers at Muskegon High School, stay educated, stay as a voice for people that need it. That's all.
And I want to add to that by saying that ignorance is very dangerous. if you continue to pretend it's not happening or going about your day, I could see if you didn't know about it. But if you know about something and it's happening and it's hurting people, and you ignore it, it's going to keep happening and it's going to keep happening until it possibly affects somebody close to you. And that's just really not, that's just dangerous.
It's very important to have a voice and make sure that you use it. Be loud. Be proud. Mm-hmm. Don't just stand there and be silent because it's only going to get worse.
Okay, I want to mention one last thing, too.
Go ahead.
Okay, so back with Lena. So, I also did want to send a message to the community and to administration at Muskegon Public Schools. This is not a one-time done thing. Like, we're going to keep doing it. Actually, me and the classmates in here, we're planning on making a club or some type of group to follow up with the protest and just other awareness that's going on in our community. Also, shout out to the teachers that is supporting us because it's numerous of y'all. Y'all gonna get y'all credit too. But I just wanted to let y'all know that this is not gonna be the first and last time that we do something like this. It's gonna be more coming about other problems that's happening in the world too.
Oh, and this is not a put down on Muskegon Public Schools. This is just bringing awareness to the situation that happened and what we had to deal with to do this protest.
Okay, now, I want to thank y'all for coming by. I want to thank y'all for doing what y'all did. Let me cut y'all mics off because I'm going to say something. Some people ain't going to like cowards that's out there threatening these children. I'm a big old 6'3", almost 300-pound man. You want to threaten somebody, come holler at me. My name, my legal name is Robert Roundtree Sr. I'm at 1877 Peck Street all day from sun up to sundown. And I stand alone. So if any of you cowards out there as parents don't want to encourage these children or get your children involved in something like that, you are the problem along with them. Everybody that's doing wrong in this world and stuff like that, is too much hell going on in this world. And for these little children that feel like they threatened, or y'all getting on Facebook, you computer gangsters, come holler at a real one. Please do. I stand alone. I ain't got no whole bunch of family up here. Brooklyn Mama Brandy can tell you that. But I ain't scared of none of you. Quit threatening these doggone children. Now, you're hearing that from Big Rob, Robert Roundtree Sr., 1877 Peck Street. Mm-hmm. You come holler at me from like 9 to 9 at night. Y'all let me know. Now, y'all mics is off, but y'all promise me, let me know if any of these cowards, as parents, threaten y'all again. And then let me know their name, because I'll threaten them. Then they got to come holler at me. Then they can be bad with me as a man. I'm almost 60 years old. And with everything that y'all are doing when I was your age, I did it in some way, shape, form, or fashion. The owner of this station did it. There's pictures. We got receipts. We were over in Grand Rapids protesting how they wouldn't, Bank One wouldn't lend to blacks at all. So for y'all to stand up for the Hispanic community and the other communities, the Somali communities, the Haitian communities, for y'all to stand up for them is commendable. But I also want the Hispanic community, Haitian community, all the other communities, when we are in trouble, when we need y'all to stand next to us, protest with us. Don't sit up there, because if they get us blacks, they coming for y'all. You can guarantee it. It's been too much history. They don't teach y'all that stuff. They don't teach you about the sit-ins. They teach you about the safe people. Rosa Parks, safe. But somebody like Elijah Muhammad, who called white people devils, they don't want to teach y'all about them. They want to teach y'all the bad things about them. Well, nothing bad with what he was saying. If you look at your history, if you look at history, They have colonized this world. And the owner, the founder of this radio station is out now in Africa getting information that they're not showing you on TV. How South Africa is still dealing with apartheid. They ain't showing you that. Oh, it's over. That's what they tell you. They show you that Africa is a bad place to be. And we got pictures all around here to show you how beautiful Africa is. Do they have wooded areas where they sleep in mud huts? Yes. But do we have areas where we raising cows and chickens and slaughtering them and all this stuff? Yes. But it's beauty in everything in this world. God didn't make no mistakes when he made this world. The people of this world made the mistakes. The colonizers, they made the mistakes. The Belgians killed hundreds, thousands, millions of people that look like y'all. Now I'm gonna have to talk to him about, yeah. But anyway, that's my time. I'm out of here. I'll see y'all in the next hour. Thank you, kids. Thank you, children. Thank you to your parents who allowed you to do this and who wasn't scared to say, go on, baby, go on, do what you got to do. Protest. Keep doing it. Because it's on y'all shoulders now. See, old people like me, we the generals. We can tell y'all how to do the stuff. Y'all the ones got to do the fight. Okay? Thank y'all very much. Thank y'all for stopping by. When y'all playing again, Brooklyn's mama know how to get a hold of me. Call me. Please call me. Let me know when y'all playing in again, and I'll announce it to the roof, to the roosters come home. Okay? All right. Thank y'all. We're going to get back to more music on 101.